coming and thanks for having me today. So my topic today will be focused on the nitrogen effect on plant fescue fiber and protein contents. As a group of species, plant fescues have a relatively fine leaf texture and they have some very good attributes, including a low input. They require less water and less nitrogen to maintain a decent color, decent turf cover. Also, they are very good at the drought, cold, and shade stresses. Let's make them a perfect species to be mixed with other species in the mixtures. However, they also have some drawbacks, including a slow growth and slow recovery from the stresses. Some of them are very susceptible to diseases and insects. Also, they are not very traffic tolerant. So many studies have shown that the traffic, the wear tolerance and the plant cell wall, there's a correlation between those two, and this has been reported on many turf species. However, fine fescue has not been investigated yet. So the mechanism is actually species specific, so we have to look at each turf species separately. And the one trick to look at the cell wall or to use a cell wall content as your selecting tool for wear tolerance species is that cell wall content is actually very sensitive to many factors. They can be influenced by plant maturity and what time of the year you harvest the grass and which part of the grass you're actually harvesting. The stem normally have a higher cell wall content than the leaf tissues. And also plant nutrition is also a big part influencing the total cell wall content, I mean the cell wall content of the turf species. Let's lead to my experiment here. So in this particular study, I'm looking at the effect of nitrogen fertilization on protein or the tissue nitrogen and the fiber content of three fine fescue species. The trial was seeded in 2012, and we started this trial in 2015, so it's a three-year-old fine fescue turf in North Brunswick, New Jersey. The soil pH was around 6 in 2015 and 5.9 in 2016. Soil has sufficient amount of P and K. Nitrogen application for establishment is 4 into the range, the recommendation range for annual nitrogen rate for fine fescues. The trial was mowed weekly at 6.4 centimeters, irrigated to avoid severe drought stress, and pesticides was applied preventatively. Experimental design, this was a 3x4 split plot design in the RCBD with three replications. The main plot factor here was three fine fescue species. We had hard fescue, chewing fescue, and strong creeping red fescue. And subplot factor here was nitrogen rate with four levels. We have untreated control, we have 49, 98, and 146 kilogram per hectare per year. The nitrogen source we use here is the ammonium nitrate. So these are all the data we collected during an assessment period, but due to time sec, I'm only going to present the tissue nitrogen analysis and the fiber analysis. So this is a table showing the nitrogen application timing and the verdure sampling. So we split the annual nitrogen into four individual applications, two early in the season and two late in the season. And we took the verdure samples before nitrogen application and after the second nitrogen application, also after the last nitrogen application in the year. So there were six sampling dates in total of six sampling dates in 2015 and 16. Data was analyzed using ANOVA, using a 3x4 split plot design. Mean was separated using Fisher's protected LSD as p-value smaller than 0.05. Let's move on into a result. So the first table I'm going to show you here is a ANOVA table for the tissue total nitrogen. The table is very clear that there was significant main effect, species main effect, and significant nitrogen main effect. The first date, May of 2015, that was before our first nitrogen application, so there was no nitrogen rate main effect. Otherwise, besides that, all the sampling days we have observed a significant main effect on both species and nitrogen rate. There was no interactions in any of those sampling dates. First figure I'm showing here, let me set this up for you. So on the y-axis, we have the tissue nitrogen in percentage. On the x-axis, we have the sampling date. And the blue bar here is the hard fescue. The red bar here is the chewing fescue. Green bar is a strong creeping red fescue. I use letters to differentiate them when the difference was significant. So it's pretty consistent. The results are pretty consistent in 2015 and 16. Actually, you can find out that the half SU, which are the blue bars, they are lower in tissue nitrogen in all six sempron days as compared to the other two, the chewings and strong creeping RAF SU. And if you look closely, you can find there are actually some interesting seasonal effect on the tissue nitrogen. So in May of both years, you can see that chewing fescue had higher tissue nitrogen compared to the strong creeping RAF fescue. They were not different during our second sampling of each year, which is the June sampling. And in October or November in 2016, the chewing fescue actually had lower tissue nitrogen compared to the strong creeping RAF fescue. And this figure here showing the tissue nitrogen response to nitrogen application rate. So not surprised, higher, the greater nitrogen rate we have, with the higher tissue nitrogen we have. And those responses are pretty linear, so we didn't see any quadratic change of the nitrogen rate, because our nitrogen rate is still very narrow. Even though we try to expand, our nitrogen rate is from 0 to 146 kilogram per hectare. You can see from the y-axis, the tissue nitrogen actually only increased from 1.6 to around, with the highest nitrogen treatment, increased from 1.6% to 2.8%, not even 2% increase during the first year, and the 7 years even narrower. So our nitrogen range is probably not wide enough to characterize the quadratic change of the nitrogen response. The ANOVA table here, I'm showing the fiber analysis. So we are measuring three pan cell wall constituents. We're measuring the total cell wall, the lignocellulose, and the lignin. And those results are pretty consistent. We have only seen the species manifest in all of our sampling dates for the total cell wall, and the lignocellulose, 5 out of 6 sampling dates, the species manifest were significant. And there are more variations for the lignin, but 3 out of 6 sampling dates we observe the significant species effect. There is no nitrogen rate effect, and there is no species by nitrogen rate interactions, which means nitrogen did not alter the composition of the cell wall in fiber fescues. So this figure showing here is the total cell wall content of fiber fescue species. Again, we have the blue is the hard, red is chewing, and green is the strong creeping RAF fescue. The result is similar in both years. So RAF fescue had the highest total cell wall content, followed by the chewing fescue, and the strong creeping RAF fescue had the lowest total cell wall content. If you recall the figure I just showed for the for the tissue nitrogen percentage, you may find something very interesting. So those bars I pulled out here, they are proportional to the tissue nitrogen figure. So we can see as the tissue nitrogen increased, the total cell wall content of fiber fescue decreased. So they are going the opposite way. So RAF fescue had the highest total cell wall content while it had the lowest nitrogen, tissue nitrogen content. It's kind of trade-off. You increase your cell wall content, you decrease the total nitrogen. So that's one of the interesting observations we found in this particular study. And that trend and that pattern seem to be very consistent in all the sampling dates. The lignocellulose is kind of telling the same story. The half SU had the higher lignocellulose content as compared to a strong creeping RAF SU in 5 out of 6 sampling dates. Besides the one in 2016, there was no significant differences among those three species. And the lignin content seemed to be more sensitive to the seasonal change, so there are more variations, depends on what time of the year you collect your samples. But in 3 out of 6 sampling days, there were significant differences, and half SU had higher lignin content compared to the other two, which is chewings and strong creeping RAF fescue. So to conclude, tissue nitrogen was influenced by the fiber fescue species and nitrogen fertilization, while the fiber content was only determined by the fiber fescue species. The nitrogen didn't have any effect in this study. The nitrogen didn't have any effect on the fiber content of the three fiber fescues we're looking at here. And that one interesting observation we have here is the nitrogen content increased across species as the fiber content decreased. That has been proved in many forage grass research. People find that increase the nitrogen content on the forage grass will decrease the total cell wall and thus increase the digestibility of the forage grass. But we haven't looked at that deep enough in the turf grass industry, so we don't know if that would be significant or not. And maybe we can use that as a different selecting tool for our wear tolerance study. With that, I'd like to thank my advisor, Dr. Jim Murphy, for his guidance, and also I'd like to acknowledge USDA and Rutgers Center for Turfgrass Science for their support. Thanks. Open for questions.
Yeah, we have time for questions.
Great. Yes. Yes. Actually, we measured that, but I didn't have time to go through that. We did measure the biomass. So when we collect the manure samples, we did measure the fresh biomass, and we dry them, we measure the dry biomass. The result is that the nitrogen rate increased the fresh biomass, and as well as the leaf moisture content. So after we dry them, there's no significant differences among the dry biomass. So the fresh biomass, I think, is primarily because the increase in the leaf moisture due to the nitrogen application.
Hey, can I have a follow-up? I'm just curious.
Yep.
So the heart specimens had more total cell wall content.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, are they more wear tolerant from this study?
In our other studies looking at the wear tolerance of fine fresh use, we actually observed that the beacon is the same cultivar in this trial, which had a higher total cell wall content in this trial, actually had better traffic tolerance as well. But however, it's very sensitive to diseases. Without diseases, this is the best looking entry after the wear. Yep. Yes, Dr. The question was any relationship between diseases and the total cell wall content or the cell wall content we're looking at. We haven't looked at that. Since the cell wall kind of provide the protection against the pathogen from penetrating into a leaf blade, so I suspect there might be a correlation, but we haven't looked at that. Well, that I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. So the cell wall question was the cell wall content, the amount of cell wall in the grass and the quality of cut. So I don't. Well, I really don't know the answer to that question, but that is a good question.
Any other questions? No? Okay.
All right, thanks
again.